Two shows to go, or one and a half shows to go, guys.
And well, one and a third.
One and a third shows to go before we wrap things up here on Hobart Brekkie. It has been an absolute wild ride. 5 years so far, and every day this week we've been reliving each one of those years. We're up to 2021, guys, which is literally last year.
First of all, I don't remember. The only thing I remember about last year is we were just constantly travelling.
Yeah, we weren't in the studio. That's all I remember too.
Yeah. We were just, which led to this national show because our bosses on the mainland, those dogs, went, we'd love to have that, all around Australia.
So really, this is the year that made us
If you're going to be angry at a year, Hobart, be angry at this year. Yeah,
forget the COVID year. Remember this year.
This is if you're blaming a year, it was 2021 when we started travelling. Also, Eggs Benny's in the studio.
Hello, Eggsy.
Hey.
I'm not going to lie, probably today and tomorrow we're really going to go over into your shift.
That's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, so just so you know, this could be like a 9:30. And this has been like...
Later. I want later.
Yeah, 10, where can you go?
I want the latest you've ever gone. Tomorrow?
Oh, no. No, you don't want that.
We went to 10:30 or 11.
No, it was 11 when we shaved your head.
Yeah. But, so we shaved my head. It was world's greatest shave.
Yeah.
But what we realised when we got in the morning is no one had clippers.
Oh, no.
You didn't think that before you started shaving your head?
You didn't work for us yet.
Yeah. Okay. Before you. That makes sense.
There's so many things happen before Grace.
And someone had beard clippers in the station, so we shaved my head with beard clippers.
Yeah.
And that's why we got till 11 and then we went...
No, I think Phil came in and said, you need to stop.
We walked down to Monk and Co. Yeah, and I went, boys, can you just finish?
All right, here it is, guys. 2021 in a montage.
In 2021, Tassie again proved why it was the best place in the world to be. With borders closed, Jimmy and Nath became Tourism Tasmania ambassadors and used this as an excuse to never do the show from the studio. And apparently never do the show in clothes. Thanks, Dark Mofo Nude Solstice Swim.
Nath was some sort of sea monster. He was so quick and big, and I thought I was a good swimmer. And like back in high school, I won the 50, the 100. Like I was good. You were this. I couldn't believe how quick you were.
Well, think about how much less weight I was carrying around in the cold. You know.
But yeah, we swam out. We hung out there for a bit. We came back in.
Sat on the boys, which is.
I'll
really
be honest.
Nice.
I when I walked, because on the way out, I put my hands up. Everything was out. Mm. But on the way back in, because there was so there we. Grace, there were school children.
Oh, no.
There were kids there.
I swear there was a bus of school kids.
There were those kids there. And then there was the mum, like, wave to Jimmy and Nath. So I walked back in with Nathan and I both had our hands on our private parts. Mm. A lot of people after the swim just walk around naked and embrace it. But there were honestly too many people staring that I was like, and there were children.
Yep.
These kids, they were
but
kids.
Also, I mean, you wouldn't have been able to see anything. Like, there was nothing.
Yeah, my eyes kind of
But the confidence from some people out there as well, I was like, oh, I want to get there. I want to get there one
next
day.
Year.
Next year. Well, Producer Grace, you have said that you are potentially keen to do it next year.
I would love to do it next year.
Amazing.
Yes.
See, there you go. So Producer Grace could come down.
Then we'll be the ones here with binoculars.
From broadcasting in no clothes to broadcasting in layers and layers, the Tassie Tourism Roadshow continued. And Jimmy and Nath broadcast their first ever snow show. Live from Ben Lomond.
We are live from Ben Lomond Ski Fields. Our first snow show, guys. Our first show that is snowbile, Jim.
Yeah, no, look, I just want to say that we could drop out at any minute. Shout out to Maddie. Maddie's back in Hobart at HQ.
HQ, yep.
We're at Ben Lomond. And yeah, we've had tech issues the whole, like for an hour before the show. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
which is fine. I mean, we've got on air when we were supposed to get on air.
Yes.
How long will we stay on air? Who knows? But behind the scenes, there was panic. There was panic. But you know what? We've managed to get on air. We're broadcasting to you live from Ben Lomond Snow Sports. Share that to you, Jim, as well, because you saved Grace's life this morning.
Yeah.
When we walked outside, she almost went head over heels on some black ice straight away as soon as she came out.
A little bit too fast out of the lodge
this morning.
To be fair, I wasn't expecting ice. I don't know why I wasn't expecting ice.
Wasn't expecting ice at the snow, Jim.
She told me earlier she wasn't expecting snow.
No. No. She thought we were going to Derby and doing some mountain bike riding.
I wanted to do the helicopter and the wine.
But as always, the journey was not without its issues. as the member of the team with the weakest bladder, well, let's just say the bushwee queen struck again.
But when we got there, Grace, you were so buzzing. You were like, I can't hold it in anymore. I need to do a bushwee.
Yeah. And look, it's something almost everyone has done before.
It's a fine bush.
It's not a crime.
It's fine to do a bushwee.
You say it's a fine bush.
It's a fine thing to do, to have a bushwee. It happens many times. We all do it.
Doing one right now.
There were a few incidents, though, when it came to your bushwee at Ben Lomond, wasn't there, Grace?
I saw a really big tree, so I ducked behind it as you guys were kind of getting down off the rock.
Well, we tried to get away. We tried to get away to give you some privacy.
Which is nice.
We actually ended up running away, getting the car and driving off.
Yeah, because of what we saw. But
we all know Jimmy and Nath never do anything without allowing Hobart to throw in their 2 cents. Much like what they saw when they asked who else has witnessed someone executing a public bushwee.
Paul from Carlton, who'd you see doing a bushwee, mate?
Mate, you would not believe it. It's unbelievable. Bob Brown. Bobby Brown.
You saw Bob Brown, the founder, the Greens guy?
Yep, what a amazing human to see do a bushwee down at the old Tahoon Airwalk. One of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I mean, how connected to the land?
Yeah, I mean, this is doesn't get any greater than old Bobby Brown. So when you say the Tahoon Airwalk, I mean, you're going to need to explain it because he wasn't just on the...
he wasn't just doing a long distance off the top of the Tahoon.
Look at me go!
Surprisingly, the invites for Jimmy and Nath to broadcast around the state kept flooding in, with shows from islands off the island, like King Island. No, it wasn't only because of the golf courses. It was because everywhere you go, you're treated like family. Even by the mayor of King Island, Julie Arnold.
Well, we met a lot of the people involved in King Island tourism yesterday, didn't we? Yeah. And everybody is so accommodating.
It's like a family.
It is. It really is a family. Yeah. Like, we walked in and almost couldn't get a word in.
Everyone else was catching up.
Because everybody was like, how are you, Matt? How are you?
It's like a Christmas, like, dinner or
it's
Christmas
like Christmas
lunch.
All year round,
yeah,
isn't it?
I just really love that sense of community that you have here. Mm.
Yes. No, we had a fantastic dinner last night. And Christmas and nobody fought, so it was great.
Footy was back, which only meant one thing for Jimmy and Nate. Hot pies for everybody!
Yeah, the boys are back. Hey, we're the Pie Guys.
Hey, guys. Jimmy and Nath, thanks for letting us in because the Pie Guys are here. We're taking over your radio.
Yeah, Pie Guys. Jimmy and Nath had enough. They've done 2.5 hours.
Voices. I realise we don't do voices for the Pie Guys. People might think that because we sound very similar to Jimmy and Nath. Of course, we're not. We're the Pie Guys.
Yeah, we're James and Nathan, the Pie Guys.
Yeah, of course. I didn't know we had names. I thought we were just the Pie Guys.
Okay, we just be the Pie Guys.
Should have spoken about it. Grace also just wrote through, please no voices.
Hello, it's me. I'm a Pie Guy.
Hello.
We go out on grand final day. We try to hit as many parties as we can, and we bring you hot pies.
Hot pies.
Thanks to our friends at National Pies.
Yeah, maybe you got a note in your letterbox saying, hey, next door's having a party. You're not invited, just wanted to let you know. You know, some people do that as a courtesy.
Yeah, but if you're not invited and you get that, it's not fun, is it?
No, it's not. I hated it.
How about this? I lived in a place once, and I got a letterbox drop saying, hey, we're having a big party this weekend. Here's 2 tickets to the movies. If you'd like to maybe not be at home while it's on. And you can
stop it. 2 tickets to the movies. You know, I would have gone around to every other letterbox, taken all the movie tickets.
Why did I think of that?
Taken all my friends. Oh.
With the return of the Pie Guys, Jimmy and Nate had to now locate the parties to go to. And as always, Hobart, you didn't fail to deliver. Especially when things got a bit awkward.
Hayley, you having a grand final party.
Yeah, I am at my fiance's house.
And why are you laughing? Does your fiance not know?
I'm very awkward.
Why do you keep laughing? You're very awkward, are you?
Yeah. Sorry. Let's start again. Yes, I'm having a party at my fiance's house. Well, he is. Not me, because it's not my house, but.
But in saying that, not all of you are awkward, Hobart. Some, well, we just don't know what you say.
Handy Andy from Signet. Hello, Handy Andy.
Hey, get your pies! I want hot pies! I'm steak and onion! I'm curry! I'm everything!
Yeah.
Give us your pies!
Give us a pie!
Come on!
Why are you so angry?
What's wrong, Handy? Are you all right?
I'm having pie withdrawals.
Pie withdrawals.
Pie withdrawals. Now I've been there.
Yeah, have you?
Steak and onions.
Yeah, steak and onions, your favourite, is it, Handy Andy?
Oh, it's one of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what are you up to this morning, big guy?
I'm sawing through the rubbish.
I didn't get that.
It had been a big year, and it was about to get bigger with Jimmy and Nate. For some reason, putting their hand up to do the world's toughest half marathon. So Jim opened up about how he was feeling in the lead up and how he'd been doing it pretty tough.
But the truth is, probably the last 2-3 weeks, I haven't been. Mm. I've been in a really, really shitty space. I've been really low. Last weekend, I couldn't even sleep on Friday and Saturday. Not the best way to prep for a
point of pinnacle for running up a hill.
I texted you on Saturday. I was like, I don't want to. I was just crying. I was just sobbing like you wouldn't believe on Saturday. Couldn't eat anything. Again, not great prep for.
I wouldn't put in the top five preparation for doing the world's toughest half marathon.
But with very little prep, some last minute advice, and some super tight Mobart Mobo singlets, the boys made it to the top of Kunanyi.
We did it, bud.
We did it, mate.
Thank you, man.
We did it.
Yesterday, Nathan and I took on the Point to Pinnacle. As you're driving around Hobart this morning, you can see the mountain from wherever you are. Unless you,
it's actually way up north. It's cloud covered. I know you can't see it out your window. It's actually quite cloud covered at the moment.
You don't need to see it. You know what it looks like. Google it if you must. Yeah. 21.1 k's, over 1,271 meters of elevation.
Friend of the show and Point to Pinnacle veteran Tommy Windsor was brought in to announce who won in the Jimmy versus Nate Mountain Off.
Head of the Mobart Mobros, it's only fair, I think, Tommy does this now and announces to Hobart who got to the top first.
All right, Tommy, I'm going to give a drum roll. All right, so here we go. The person who got to the top out of Jimmy or Nate first, Tommy Windsor, was...
me. Beat you both.
Tommy did beat us.
But I beat Jimmy by a bit more than I beat Nath. I only just beat Nath, so yeah. Bloody great effort. Well done, boys.
Nath took it out.
Jim took time to tell Hobart where his head was at now, having completed the race, gotten help, and spoken about his battles.
If you are struggling, and it is, I'm not saying you wake up one morning, as you just said, Nathan, you flick a switch and you
That's
go,
not how it works.
I'm changing everything. I'm getting a mental... No, it takes a long time. It will be hard. There will be dark moments. Sometimes it'll be one step forward, three steps back. But once you get through it all, I'm so happy. It boggles my mind how sad I was to be like, hey, look where I am now.
But then it was all about recovery. So in 2021... as if Jimmy and Nate hadn't had enough of being submerged in ice-cold water on the show, at least this time, in the studio's ice baths, they weren't nude, surprisingly.
To recover the day after, we've invited Tommy Windsor on the show to chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
Got some wheelie bins here with ice in. We got some ice baths.
Yeah, shout out to Veolia. Marty from Veolia, I called him over the weekend. I was like, Marty, we're going to need 3 big, brand-new wheelie bins. I haven't had any rubbish in them yet. He said, I've got you covered.
I think to do it properly, Jimmy, you probably need to get a bit lower, mate. You're only up to your upper thigh. You need to just get a bit lower.
Do it
properly.
You need
to get those hip flexors in. That's it.
And down he goes.
And there you have it, 2021. Jimmy and Nate's 4th year on the Hobart airwaves. They were nude, they were cold, they ate pies, they travelled around Tassie, and then they sat in ice-filled garbage bins for 3 hours. So, they were cold again.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.